Here he is with the Smuckler Report. It is Ken Smuckler. Good morning, Ken Smuckler.
Tom, Civil, J. Antoine, I am tired this morning. Tired of New Hampshire. Watching the Granite State for the past week was like watching a season of Bridezilla. Voters acting like 20-something divas in a bridal dressing shop room. Oh, I like this one. No, that one. Maybe this one. I saw one New Hampshire voter actually tell an interviewer as he walked into the polls that his choice was between Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, and Bernie Sanders. Between Lil Wayne, Conrad Twitty, and Barbara Streisand. Motto from live free or die to just die. Gotten that out of my system. Now, Sybil, the Smuck Report's big winners and big losers from the New Hampshire primary. First, the Republicans. Tom, as we saw last week, there were 3 tickets out of Iowa. Last night, there were 4 tickets out of New Hampshire. Trump, Cruz, Kasich, and Bush. But the real winner last night was Trump, who was like American Pharaoh, a true stud who led the field wire to wire. And what can you say about the guy that hasn't already been said?
By himself.
Let me try. Trump comes into New Hampshire, and the first thing out of his mouth is to diss Barbara Bush, the matriarch of the Republican Party, for coming in to campaign for her son. Then, in a debate in which he is routinely booed, he lashes out at the audience for being Republican donors, which is like the guy applying for membership to the country club lashing out at the admissions committee. And a bad word in public, which I know this is radio, so I will say it like this. A word that starts with P and rhymes with tussy. Things would take a normal Republican candidate down, but the Donald ate your mama's Republican. He's like MC Hammer before the fall. You can't touch this. Trump is now the outsider in a year when outsider is the brand Republicans crave. John Kasich, the governor of Ohio, led the non-Trump field, finishing second and now competes with Jeb Bush for the Republican establishment vote. The problem for Kasich in his battle against Bush is both message and infrastructure. Bush has already started attacking Kasich for expanding Medicaid in Ohio under Obamacare, which for Republicans is like proposing Muslim History Month. But big winner, Ted Cruz was a close second. He solidified his mantle as the religious conservative, riding the wave of his win in Ohio, a wave that swept those competing for that title, Santorum, Huckabee, and Carson, out of the field, which, Sybil, leads us to the Republican losers. First, Carson. Come on, Ben. Even Republicans don't understand flying from Iowa to Florida to pick up some fresh shirts. Run a lobotomy on yourself before saying that? Carson, drop the scalpel and step away from the campaign. Serena, it's time for your inverse Sally Fields Oscar moment. You hate me. Hate me. Then the biggest Republican losers, Chris Christie and Marco Rubio. First, a note to Governor Christie. Being weight challenged, shall we say, it was probably not the best choice of words to call Marco Rubio the bubble boy. Fat houses don't throw stones. But while that line may not work against Marco Rubio, his debate performance, this is Christie's, was nothing short of brilliant. Christie making Marco Rubio look like a robot in the last debate was like Lex Luthor pulling out the kryptonite on Superman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wilt the moment Christie went there. But give Marco Rubio credit. In his speech last night, he took full credit for the loss, saying the loss was on him and it will never happen again. Never happen again.
One more.
Out. Rubio is on life support. Bush and Kasich fight for the mainstream. Cruz solidifies the religious right. And Trump, well, Trump just plays Trump. Now to the Democrats. The Democrats should start breaking out the Pepto-Bismol and Coppertone SPF 50 because you're about to feel the burn. Not just beat Hillary Clinton, he took her out. Hillary won only 2 demographics last night, the very rich and the very old, which for a party that has been riding for the last 8 years on hope and change, ain't where you want to be. The rise of Bernie Sanders is no less remarkable than that of Barack Obama 8 years ago. Sanders is a Jewish self-described socialist, which is like one little baby step more electable in a presidential campaign than African American. But Obama proved everyone wrong, and maybe Bernie can too. This morning, he is a nightmare scenario for Democrats in a general election. You can just see the Trump attack ad on Bernie Sanders right now. Bernie Sanders, making the Soviet Socialist Republics great again. So, moving forward, one note to Hillary. When your opponent is trying to tie you to the past, don't bring a feminist icon from the 1970s and a Secretary of State from the 80s in to tell women in 2016 how to vote. You're just feeding the burn. Moving forward in 11 days, Democrats will be in Nevada, which is a caucus state. Obama beat Hillary in caucus states 8 years ago, and Bernie looks to mobilize his volunteer army to do the same this year. But look for Hillary to start playing the race card. Hell, she's going to throw the whole race deck at Bernie Sanders in primaries with African Americans and Latino voters now count. The Republicans will be in South Carolina, a primary state. Look for the Bush to go at Kasich like Khloe Kardashian takes out Amber Rose. Harry Falwell and Trump to channel, well, Trump. And that's the Smuck Report out of New Hampshire, reminding our listeners, as always, that there's a fine line between trickery and shiggity. And where that line is crossed, there will always be Tom Joyner and the TJMS. On to Nevada. Daddy needs a new pair of shoes. And South Carolina, where sources tell me Trump's first rally will be headlined by that Soviet counterculture girl band, the Riot.
Bravo.
We'll talk to you after the South Carolina primaries and the Nevada primaries.